Interview, Cadu Nascimento. Subject is supply chain, an old discipline. Please provide a brief background of yourself. Sure, I'm a production engineer with a postgrad in business administration. I was born and raised in São Paulo, Brazil, and have lived and worked in Europe for 8 years. I have almost 20 years experience in supply chain, having started my career as executive on fast-moving consumer good companies, designing and running processes and operations on a number of different functions. And over the last 8 years, I have been working as a supply chain consultant. Currently, I'm one of the founding partners of Spin Consulting, a specialized supply chain boutique who differentiates itself by delivering fast, tangible, and sustainable results to our clients. Thanks for having me here. Question one, would you provide us a historical perspective of supply chain management evolution over the last years? Sure. If we think of supply chain management as the management of flow of products, information, and money between entities, businesses most of the time, we can say that we have been managing supply chains for a long time, even before the terminology was used. Formal knowledge and organizations have started getting shape during the 60s, mainly on warehousing and transportation, focused on improving operational efficiency. After that, during the 70s and beginning of the 80s, the focus was on connecting the operational functions and manage the total costs, still mainly focused on logistics. It was during the 80s that the terminology supply chain management started being used in the literature and being practiced. Worth mentioning the Procter & Gamble and Walmart collaborative program by the late 80s. Since then, supply chain management practices have been quickly evolving, addressing internal coordination between source, plan, make and deliver processes, and external integration, with the ultimate objective of delivering superior service to customers at competitive cost. Question two. What role do you think supply chain management plays on the business nowadays, and how do you see it evolving? The world is getting more and more complex each day, and that trend would only speed up. The markets and customers will differ on their requirements and expectations, implying that operations will have to be segmented in order to be powerful and relevant. Also, the integration with business partners, both customers and suppliers, are key drivers of that evolution. On that context, supply chain is a key enabler and source of competitive advantage. We can already clearly notice that companies with robust supply chain structures and with supply chain strategy connected to the business strategy are the companies delivering superior customer service performance and financial results. Procter & Gamble, Apple, Unilever, Inditex, and Walmart are some examples on a global scale. Question three, so is supply chain management an old discipline? As I mentioned, supply chain thinking has started a long time ago, even before the terminology was used. It has been quickly evolving, transforming itself and the businesses, and playing an ever-increasing role on the business performance. Some sectors tend to move on the leading edge of supply chain management development, such as the auto industry and consumer companies. They set the path for other industries that tend to follow their good practices. More and more, companies have been investing relevant time and money in order to develop strong and robust supply chain departments to address a scenario of decreasing margins and growth rates, pressure from more demanding customers, and markets and consumers more complex and segmented. The future of supply chain is to keep evolving and driving businesses' transformation, creating competitive advantage and allowing step change on efficiency, customer service, and internal and external integration. Question four, and what would you point out as key success factors for supply chain management to develop its full potential and support business transformations? The relevance of supply chain now and in the future is related to its transformational potential of organizations and the value it creates for customers and consumers. But that is far from being an easy and quick task. A McKinsey survey says that 70% of transformational programs fail to deliver its promised results, and that is driven by non-desired behavior, especially resistance to change and lack of leadership support. Apart from that, having a robust supply chain strategy, processes, and proper technology support are non-negotiable elements to move organizations in the direction of a more integrated and collaborative ways of working.